Welcome back to the T-Raw Podcast. I'm your host, T-Raw, and I'll be keeping it raw with you today. The title of today's podcast is going to be Fuck It. Now, what I mean by fuck it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just got to have a little bit more fuck it in your system, and meaning, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't ponder on everything, or you can't be so emotionally attached to everything, or you just can't, you know what I'm saying? Just be so invested in everything, like caring too much. Like some shit you just gotta say, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, like you can't be, like you just gotta live with a it is what it is type mindset, you feel me? So just like in general, like they can mean for a lot of different things. Like it can be anything from relationships to work to stressing about school. I'm like, it can be anything, but us as people, like, I'm not trying to sit here and say, like, depression isn't a real thing, or, like, people don't struggle with it, or it's not situations that you go through that you're not going to be depressed in, but I'm like, with so much shit, it ends up equaling to, like, a lot of small shit equaling up to something big, and then you find yourself, like, in this big-ass hole, and you just down about so much different shit, like, when you could have just been, like, fuck a lot of the little shit and not let it get to you, because you know what I'm saying? Like, it be so much shit that we go through just on a daily basis, like just on a small level. And like, sometimes we'll just let the smallest shit eat at us, like for no reason, when like you could just be, like I said, man, you know what? Like, fuck this shit. It is what it is. Like, we ain't gotta be, or you as a person ain't gotta be so uptight about everything going on in your life. Some shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the more you live, the older you get, the more shit that you go through, you realize, bro, life is just like a fucking carousel or a revolving door. Like, with all the good shit that happened to you in life, or everything good, it's going to be some bullshit that's going to come. Like, me being 26 now and going through everything I done been through in life, like, I just get it now. I ain't saying, like, I'm just complete fucking, I'm human, I have emotions. I, like, some certain shit probably can't get to me, like, not much, really, but it's certain shit, you know what I'm saying, that'll have me upset or things like that. But I done seen so much and I done been through so much that I know, like, for sure now, it's so much shit that I just look at and just be like, man, I'm not about to trip on this shit, or I'm not gonna let that little bit of ass shit piss me out. Like, man, fuck this shit. If it's some shit like, man, I ain't got it, or like, well, not really on like no financial shit, cause, like, all my business should be taken care of. But like, if it's some shit that I want, and you know what I'm saying, like, it came right around the time that all the bills due, and I ain't, like, just got all the money or some shit to get what I want. It's like, I'm not gonna stress over shit like that, like, if a roof over my head and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck this shit. Like, you can ask any of my homeboys, like, even from middle school and shit, like, I always been a person that said that, like, man, you gotta get a little bit more fucking in your system. Like, I remember walking in school and shit, and it just be like, man, I ain't studied for the test. I ain't about to stress this shit. Like, fuck it. Now, you can't walk around just saying fuck everything. Like, you gotta have some shit in order. But some shit, like, you can't sweat everything. Because the point I'm making is, it's gonna be shit in life. Like, no matter how perfect you plan, how right you think you're doing shit, how fucking, like, you took all the perfect steps. You can read 1,000 books about life. You can speak with mentors and all. Like, you can do everything right, but just the way that life works, like, it may be some small shit that's just petty, but, like, some people, you know what I'm saying, the smallest thing can get them off their square. Like, it could be somebody who, you know what I'm saying, make $1 million every fucking day, but one day, you know what I'm saying, they lose $1 million, and that shit outweighs the whole other $364 million they make, like, and that shit consume them, where you could be like, you know what, nigga, I done made 364 more other dollars. Like, man, fuck that, man, it is what it is, that shit happened. And that's like a grand example of some shit, but even with a little smaller shit, like, we get in the habit of letting so much shit get to us, or, like, just caring about everything. Like, I ain't gonna say now, because, like, I don't like being that person to be like this generation and like that, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, our generation just got a bunch of shit that older generations didn't have. Like, we have access to, like the fucking world, we can see what everybody's saying or what everybody's feeling, because everybody has the option to express themselves on the internet, and that shit can be seen, like, you know what I'm saying, back in the gap. The only thing you could see was like the neighborhood gossip or what was around you, what was in your house. You didn't have, you know what I'm saying, access to the fucking world to see what was going on. So when a lot of people like this generation, it ain't like, man, ain't shit new under the sun at all, bro. All the shit that's going on, been going on, we just got access to see it at a bigger scale. Now we can see everything from everybody, so it seems worse, but man, the same shit been going on from the old schools. Like, bro, we ain't doing shit new that folks weren't doing back then, but we just got a platforms and shit down to put it out there where it's so easily, you know what I'm saying, seeable. And like shit with that comes like we want to be like, have this facade of being perfect or wanting everybody to like us, or you know what I'm saying, because, and that's another thing too, like, bro, like so many people get down on themselves because they comparing themselves to, like, you know what I'm saying, the folks they see on Instagram and shit, or you know what I'm saying, people who, these couples and shit, like you just say, for instance, the couples and shit on YouTube, or like influencers on you, like they don't understand that these people only show them, you know what I'm saying, the best shit. Like they, you see what they want you to see, you know what I'm saying? Like them people go through shit just like everybody else, but they get, like, you know what I'm saying, they recording, so they have the option to edit it, you know what I'm saying, only push out what they want to be seen. And so many people get caught up like, damn, they living like this, or they got this, or they got that, and then they start downing themselves. You know what I'm saying? You should just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I ain't there yet. Like, I ain't at a level, like, even if I'm some, like, financial shit, like, nah, I ain't at a level where I want to be, but you can't sit and stress over that shit. You feel me? Because, like, that shit ain't going to help stressing because you ain't, you know what I'm saying, doing better. I don't think going to make you do better. You just got to know, man, fuck it. I ain't there yet, but I'm about to do some shit that's going to get me there, or I'm going to take better steps to get me, you know what I'm saying, like, where I'm trying to go and shit, instead of, like, just being so caught up in your emotions and stressing about every fucking thing. Like, bro, we just got to say fuck it more, like, about a bunch of shit, instead of, you know what I'm saying, just always constantly being down and always, I'm not saying be complacent, because I won't tell you to be complacent, but, you know what I'm saying, be a little bit more happier than, you know what I'm saying, because, like, me personally, I see a lot of shit, like, I live out here in Houston and shit, like, you know, Houston the biggest hell, so I can see people who doing better than me, I can see folks in my group, and I can see the homeless people and shit too. So whenever I'm like staring at somebody who got this big ass house or they up and shit, I'm not looking at my situation like, damn, man, I ain't doing shit, like, I ain't got shit going, this man got, nah, I'm thinking to myself like, damn, it's a nigga up under this bridge, you feel me, sleeping on cement and shit, or it's somebody at the gas station asking for change and shit, just eating on the street corners and shit. So I ain't never like down on myself to where I'm, damn, I can't, you know what I'm saying, I got a roof over my head, nigga, I got a car, my fucking family is happy, healthy, you know what I'm saying, nigga employed, I got money coming in. So I ain't never just like, I can look at somebody and be like, bam, okay, it's growth that can be done, you know what I'm saying? I can grow, I can make more money, that, you know what I'm saying? I can elevate myself and possibly get to a level like that, but I ain't never looking at another nigga like, and then come back to myself and be down on myself, because I got that fucking, I'm like, you know what? Man, fuck this shit. I ain't got what bro got, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't as bad as other people too, and that's not down to other people, but that's just being like, understanding that shit can be worse, you feel me? So that's just like where I get my shit from. And like, people be so stressed out, like I see it a lot with females and shit, like niggas be hating their body, so they get to wearing all the makeup, taking certain angle pictures. And I like, nigga, I realized a long time ago, like growing up and shit, like you see me, you see my skin tone and shit, for all my people watching like on the YouTube platform, like I'm black as hell, like I done heard every black joke you can think of. So for me, with my mindset, like, come middle school and shit, I ain't the person who, like, down on myself, like, damn, I'm dark-skinned, like, man, I look in the mirror, like, there's some shit that my daddy black as hell, I got it from him, so it ain't shit I can do about it, so I'm not gonna sit and stress about being black. So middle school, it was just like, shit, I am black. What the fuck I'm a trip out? You know what I'm saying? Fuck this shit. Or not being the best looking nigga. I look in the mirror like, I ain't nigga who. I'm confident in shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't the ugliest motherfucker in the world, but depending on what people looking for, I ain't the, you know what I'm saying, finest or prettiest or whatever you label niggas as, you feel me? But I ain't gonna never go on myself like looking in the mirror like, damn, man, I'm ugly. I don't look like, man, fuck this shit. I am what I am. If a bitch wanna fuck with me, she gonna fuck with me. If not, it is what it is, but fuck it. Like, I'm not stressing over shit. And it's been since a young ass age. Like, I came to grips early. Like, I just always been that person with that mindset. Like, I'm gonna control the shit I control, what I can't control, fuck it. Because there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not gonna sit and stress over some shit that I ain't got no fucking way to change or nothing, like a way to better myself from it. Like, if it's some shit I can't do, like, what the fuck I'm gonna stress out of? Like, nigga, it's out of my fucking hands, you feel me? What I can control, I can control. And that's how I go about it. Like, fuck everything else. And, like, that's just something I want to put out to y'all, too. Because I know it's a lot of people that's down on themselves or hard on themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some shit, like, man, just fuck a lot of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can care about shit and all that. But don't ever get so down on yourself where you just, you feel me? Like, you hating yourself because you don't. Especially, like, now, if you just feel like you ain't come to shit from a standpoint of, like, you set personal goals and shit. You not happy where you at, then okay, there's somewhere where you can talk to yourself like, okay, you gotta do better or something. But don't ever be like hard on yourself or down on yourself, comparing yourself to another motherfucker, you feel me? Like, don't ever base your success or your happiness off what another motherfucker got going on or what somebody else got that you ain't got. Cause you feel me? Like, you gonna be, it's always gonna be a motherfucker out there more money than you. It's gonna always be a motherfucker who can dress better. Like, whatever the fuck you think you got going on, it's a motherfucker out there in the world who got more, you feel me? Got more shit popping. So you just live a life trying to be like, oh, I'm the most poppin'est motherfucker. I'm like, bro, you gonna always be chasing. Like, you just gonna be chasing your tail for the rest of your fucking life, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? It's just certain shit that ways we can help ourselves out. Cause I done, know what I'm saying, seen a lot of suicide posts and seen a lot of depression posts. And I'm not saying, like, again, I'm not saying this shit not real. I know, like, I done been depressed before from, you know what I'm saying, like, just relationship shit or, like, or if I done been at a point where, you know what I'm saying, from being homeless and all this shit, being poor, all, like, letting life get to me on some shit, too. So I know what it is, but I also know what it is, like, to come out on the other side of this shit. Then you look back at it and be like, I was really tripping over some shit I had no fucking power over, like, it's some shit that you just can't control and you just got to go in life understanding, like, bruh. This shit ain't gonna be peaches and cream, bro. Your whole life is not gonna be perfect. You're not gonna do everything right, no matter how many T's and I's you fucking cross and dot, bro. It's gonna be shit that's out of your control. Like, life just happens sometimes. When life happens, bro, don't be that person who let every fucking thing get to you. Some shit you just gotta simply be like, you know what? I did my best, or I tried everything, or this shit was just out of my control. Fuck it, I'm gonna do better next time, or I could do this different or some shit like that. But don't be that person who just, you know what I'm saying, like, just down on yourself, hard on yourself about everything you caring, or you constantly trying to compete and shit like that. Like, man, life too short for this shit like that, bro. Find your happiness, find what make you happy, you know what I'm saying? Stick to that. Learn what you know what I'm saying, like, what works for you. You know what I'm saying? Root yourself around some shit that you want to stand on, that you believe in, no matter, like, if motherfuckers agree with it or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be solid. Your foundation got to be solid within yourself. Like, if this how you rocking, even if it's fucked up to a lot of people, that's shit you stand on, and that shit make you happy, bro. Like, that's what you rock with. Because if you trying to make other motherfuckers happy, if you trying to live like other people, bro, you will never get to a point in life where you truly happy with, like, what the fuck you got going on. But yeah, man, thank y'all for listening to this episode. Like I said, this was fuck it. This shit was on my mind. Like, I've been, like I said, when I come up with these podcasts, this shit that I see and things like that, then I end up talking in my head about it, and I'm like, you know, I need to record. So this is just some shit that I seen going on, like a whole bunch of stuff online and things like that I wanted to speak on. But if you enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying? Drop a like, leave a rating on Spotify, Apple Music, comment, subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube, and leave some suggestions too, man. If I'm gonna have all my social media links and everything, if you want to inbox me on anything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I have all that. I'm gonna link it down below. If you have any video suggestions, anything that you want to hear, like specifically, you know what I'm saying, shoot it to me. And if I got experience on it, because I'm only gonna speak on things that I know, I'm not gonna sit and make up no shit just to make a podcast. Like, if it's something I can relate to or been through, you know what I'm saying, I have no problem making that for you. But, you know what I'm saying? Until next time, I appreciate y'all.